All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
We're not the pieces of crap. I'm talking about, like, cheating pieces of crap, right? Let's talk to, is it Xavier or Xavier?
Is it Xavier?
All right, Xavier.
Good morning.
I got to introduce you guys to Xavier because...
Good morning.
And for anybody out there, what's your TikTok, Xavier?
Okay, it's ICXavier1. ICEYXAVIER, the number one.
Okay.
ICXavier1. Xavier has made a business doing what girls always recruit their friends to do and things like that. And it's when you suspect that the person you're with might be, you know, not completely faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier starts DMing them and catching them cheating.
My God.
To help the person out and to make a little profit for himself. So did you just start doing this for free and then people offered you money? How did this start?
Yeah, so basically it started for free. Like, at first it was just for free. And then somebody just offered money. So I posted that video, and after that one person offered the money, it was like, I got a lot of DMs of other people just offering me money. So I was like, wow.
How much did they offer you at first?
The first one, I want to say, was 20. Mm-hmm. I want
to say $20.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or that, 10.
That's
it was low. It was one or the other. But at first, whenever it became way too many people, I started like charging 10.
Oh my god!
When it became more than that, I started charging 20 because people was actually playing for like paying or whatnot. So.
That's actually a pretty good discount.
That's
$20 to pose is
that's
like
an easy way to make money because a lot of people do stuff like that for fun. You know what I'm saying? So what do you do? Like, let's say somebody wanted you to catch their boyfriend cheating. How do you do that?
Okay, look. So recently, it was like I had two other girls' pages. Like, one girl had hit me up like, "Hey, you can use my page." So I was like, "Okay, cool." She let me use her page. She had like 10,000 followers. And I started hitting up dudes, and she was like, "Oh my gosh, I did not expect it to be like this many people." So she was like, "You're gonna have to start paying me." I was like, "Okay." So then eventually I was like, "I could just start doing this myself." So I was like, "All right, forget that." And then I stopped using her. And then this one girl from my hometown hit me up like, "Hey, I can help you do this. I've been wanting to do stuff like this. I like to, you know, catch people cheating or whatnot." Then she hit me with the same thing. So I was like, "Okay, that's like I'm done using other people." My girlfriend let me use her account, and now. If I do it now, it's just I'm using her account.
Wow. Jeez. Now, out of all the people that you have reached out to and tried to do, give us like a percentage of the people that have actually fallen for it and you know, cheated or whatever.
All right, so like this is like a whole completely made up percentage. Okay,
Okay. So guessing, I get it.
Yeah, I would say more. Okay. Shoes. I'd say like 50% pass. Put it like that. And I'd say 40-45.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like, it's way more that pass. It's like, say, a lot of girls, they leave me on scene, don't respond, or, you know, just block me or something like that. But
got
the
it.
Ones that respond is way less so than how many people I DM.
How do you break it to somebody, like, when, you know, you find out that their significant other is cheating? Do you just send them, like, a a screenshot of all the stuff, or do you send? Do you have like a template of a letter that you send them? I'm so sorry to inform you that almost like somebody died.
Right.
No, I don't do it. I don't make it that bad. I just send them the screenshot and then I let them like respond how they want to.
Yeah, yo, that is hilarious, man. I had to put you on because I know there's a lot of people out here who all we do is have people who think that their significant others are cheating on them. So Icy Xavier won for the low, low price of $20. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, for the low, discount at 10. I may let you get it at 10.
Look at that! Wow. All you gotta do is use discount Get Up Crew, and he'll do it for $10.
Wow. No cap.
Yo, Xavier, thank you so much, man. Good luck.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank y'all for having me.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.